DeepSeek's frontier result in Washington's open science bet. DeepSeek's V4 flash model, specifically its July 31st checkpoint, posted results on ArcPrize this week significant enough to reframe Western assumptions about Chinese AI labs. ArcPrize, the abstract reasoning corpus benchmark created by François Chollet, is specifically engineered to resist the pattern matching at which large language models excel, demanding genuine abstract reasoning from very few examples applied to novel tasks. A competitive score carries more credibility than results on benchmarks like MMLU or Human Eval, which are more susceptible to gaming. The geopolitical stakes are direct. For 18 months, policy circles have debated whether Chinese AI labs publish honest benchmark numbers. DeepSeek's ArcPrize performance effectively silences a category of that skepticism, at least temporarily, with implications for export control policy, chip restriction debates, and how the EU frames AI Act enforcement around foreign models. Equally significant is the Flash designation itself. A smaller, faster, cheaper inference-optimized variant competing at this level suggests the efficiency gap between Chinese and American frontier labs has compressed considerably. The U.S. Department of Energy moved in a complementary direction this week with the Genesis Open Models Initiative, launched from Argonne National Laboratory. The program is not a research grant or a policy paper. It is a model release infrastructure aimed at giving the scientific community access to AI trained on government scientific data covering climate modeling, materials science, and nuclear physics simulations. The strategic logic rests on a data moat. National labs like Argonne, Oak Ridge, and Lawrence Berkeley hold enormous proprietary scientific data sets that private companies cannot access. Foundation models trained on that data and released openly would create a class of scientific AI that commercial labs cannot replicate, regardless of compute budget. OpenAI simultaneously published a framework document titled "Responding to the Next Frontier of Critical Cyber Capabilities," positioning itself explicitly as a national security actor. The Hacker News community received that framing skeptically, pushing on whether a private company can credibly self-regulate at that level. The honest answer, as the DOE's Genesis initiative implicitly suggests, is probably not. Establishing the principle that not all AI infrastructure should be privately owned is precisely what a government-controlled open model in the scientific space accomplishes.